What up? This is the great one himself with an anarchy moment. Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. And in case you haven't noticed, Bitcoin is going up, up, up. Oh, up. Anyway, you've heard this before, but this might be a really short anarchy moment. I was just sitting here thinking about football. So there's this guy on YouTube I watch, E.T. Williams. He calls himself the Doctor of Common Sense. He's written a couple of books. He does a shit ton of YouTube videos. He is right wing. He's from the South. He's from Texas. And I disagree with him about a lot of stuff, but his videos are hilarious. And he's very entertaining. When I agree with him, he's entertaining. When I disagree with him, he's still entertaining. And so he's real. I highly, highly suggest checking out his channel, E.T. Williams, the Doctor of Common Sense. A while back, he was talking about football, how football is the great American sport, baseball isn't. And It's early in the morning. He said the reason people like football is because there's a winner and there's a loser. And, and it's not like the socialist system we have in this country where we want everybody to win and we want everybody to be equal and all this other shit. And I kind of get that. And he is a valid point. I'm doing this whole thing because I'm just sitting here thinking about football because I might watch a football game today. I used to be way into football, watched it a lot. Then I sort of moved away from it for lots of reasons, having too much to do. Also, just the whole cheering for corporations. I still like college football much better than professional football because professional football is just corporations. As I've said before, cheering for the Broncos to beat the Steelers is like cheering for Pepsi to sell more product than Coke. It's really just pathetic and degrading. But I can watch a football game and enjoy it if I want to. But I was thinking about E.T. and how he said people love football because football has winners and losers and it's not socialist like our country. And one of the reasons I don't like football anymore is because, in a way, it kind of is socialist. It's becoming socialized. It's manifesting the same sickness that is affecting our society as a whole, the desire to drag other people down to your level. And here's the specific example I give of that. Many, many years ago in football, they made the rule against excessive celebration in the end zone. And I'm looking at this, and if this is not the fucking lamest thing I have ever fucking heard in my life. These guys are playing a fucking physical sport. The guy runs a goddamn touchdown, and then he wants to fucking shake his butt and wave his arms around in the end zone. And you're going to penalize you, as in the referees, or rather, I should say, the people who make the rules are going to penalize this football player via the referees by creating this rule about no excessive celebration in the end zone. It's like, look, this guy just ran a motherfucking touchdown. Did you run a motherfucking touchdown? I don't think you did. He ran a fucking touchdown. If he wants to fucking excessively celebrate, he should be allowed to fucking celebrate however excessively he wants. He just ran a motherfucking touchdown. And if you don't like that he is celebrating because he ran a touchdown, instead of making a rule against it, see, and this is where you see the manifestation of how pathetic our society is and how pathetic a fucking statist is. Statists see other people smoking cigarettes and experiencing pleasure. So they make laws against it. Statists see somebody, riding a bicycle without a helmet on. They make a law against it. Statists see something they don't like. They make a law against it. So a bunch of fucking old people with a bunch of money sitting around with their football teams saw people having fun in the end zone after running a fucking touchdown, and they made a rule against it. I have a suggestion. If you don't like a motherfucker who plays football, engaging in excessive celebration after he runs a touchdown, why don't you suit up, get your ass down on the football field, and stop him from running a touchdown? Because you fucking can't. And that's statism. Right? You see people in a bar smoking cigarettes, and you don't like them smoking cigarettes in a bar? Well, go open your own bar and don't allow smoking in it. But you can't do that because you're a statist. And so you use the power of the government, the power of the state, to force other people to do what makes you happy, because you are an incompetent, impotent piece of shit.